Today on Commuter Bible, our time in the book of Numbers comes to a close. It's Numbers, chapters 34 through 36, and Psalm 37. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. Looking back on our time in the book of Numbers, we notice a few things. First, God is faithful to keep his promises, even when his chosen people, whom he rescued, are not faithful. Second, God does not take grumbling and complaining lightly, punishing those who forget what they have been saved from, choosing instead to focus on the problems at hand. Third, sometimes data can be boring, but when it comes to counting the blessings of God, none of us should grow weary of seeing his hand multiply grace upon grace. Numbers, chapters 34 through 36. The Lord spoke to Moses. Command the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land of Canaan, it will be allotted to you as an inheritance with these borders. Your southern side will be from the wilderness of Zin along the boundary of Edom. Your southern border on the east will begin at the east end of the Dead Sea. Your border will turn south of the Scorpion's Ascent, proceed to Zin, and end south of Kadesh Barnea. It will go to Hazar Adar and proceed to Asmon. The border will turn from Asmon to the Brook of Egypt, where it will end at the Mediterranean Sea. Your western border will be the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. This will be your western border. This will be your northern border. From the Mediterranean Sea, draw a line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, draw a line to the entrance of Hamath, and the border will reach Zedad. Then, the border will go from Ziphron and end at Hazar Enan. This will be your northern border. For your eastern border, draw a line from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border will go down from Shepham to Riblah, east of Ain. It will continue down and reach the eastern slope of the Sea of Chinnereth. Then the border will go down to the Jordan and end at the Dead Sea. This will be your land, defined by its borders on all sides. So Moses commanded the Israelites, this is the land you are to receive by lot as an inheritance, which the Lord commanded to be given to the 9.5 tribes. For the tribe of Reuben's descendants and the tribe of Gad's descendants have received their inheritance according to their ancestral families, and half the tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance across the Jordan, east of Jericho, toward the sunrise. The Lord spoke to Moses, these are the names of the men who are to distribute the land as an inheritance for you, the priest Eleazar, and Joshua, son of Nun. Take one leader from each tribe to distribute the land. These are the names of the men. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Judah. Shemuel, son of Ammihud, from the tribe of Simeon's descendants. Eladad, son of Chislon, from the tribe of Benjamin. Buki, son of Jogli, a leader from the tribe of Dan's descendants. From the sons of Joseph, Haniel, son of Ephod, a leader from the tribe of Manasseh's descendants. Kemuel, son of Shiftan, a leader from the tribe of Ephraim's descendants. Elizaphan, son of Parnach, a leader from the tribe of Zebulun's descendants. Paltiel, son of Azan, a leader from the tribe of Issachar's descendants. Ahihud, son of Shalomi, a leader from the tribe of Asher's descendants. Pedahel, son of Ammihud, a leader from the tribe of Naphtali's descendants. These are the ones the Lord commanded to distribute the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. The Lord again spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. Command the Israelites to give cities out of their hereditary property for the Levites to live in, and pasture land around the cities. The cities will be for them to live in, and their pasture lands will be for their herds, flocks, and all their other animals. The pasture lands of the cities you are to give the Levites will extend from the city wall 500 yards on every side. Measure 1,000 yards outside the city for the east side, 1,000 yards for the south side, 1,000 yards for the west side, and 1,000 yards for the north side, with the city in the center. This will belong to them as pasture lands for the cities. The cities you give the Levites will include 6 cities of refuge, which you will provide so that the one who kills someone may flee there. In addition to these, give 42 other cities. The total number of cities you give the Levites will be 48, along with their pasture lands. Of the cities that you give from the Israelite territory, you should take more from a larger tribe and less from a smaller one. Each tribe is to give some of its cities to the Levites in proportion to the inheritance it receives. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, designate cities to serve as cities of refuge for you, so that a person who kills someone unintentionally may flee there. You will have the cities as a refuge from the avenger, so that the one who kills someone will not die until he stands trial before the assembly. The cities you select will be your 6 cities of refuge. Select 3 cities across the Jordan and 3 cities in the land of Canaan to be cities of refuge. These 6 cities will serve as a refuge for the Israelites and for the alien or temporary resident among them, so that anyone who kills a person unintentionally may flee there. If anyone strikes a person with an iron object and death results, he is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. If anyone has in his hand a stone capable of causing death and strikes another person and he dies, the murderer must be put to death. If anyone has in his hands a wooden object capable of causing death and strikes another person and he dies, the murderer must be put to death. The avenger of blood himself is to kill the murderer. When he finds him, he is to kill him. Likewise, if anyone in hatred pushes a person or throws an object at him with malicious intent and he dies, or if in hostility he strikes him with his hand and he dies, the one who struck him must be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood is to kill the murderer when he finds him. But if anyone suddenly pushes a person without hostility, or throws an object at him without malicious intent, or without looking, drops a stone that could kill a person and he dies, but he was not his enemy and didn't intend to harm him, the assembly is to judge between the person who kills someone and the avenger of blood, according to these ordinances. The assembly is to protect the one who kills someone from the avenger of blood. Then the assembly will return him to the city of refuge he fled to, and he must live there until the death of the high priest who was anointed with the holy oil. If the one who kills someone ever goes outside the border of the city of refuge he fled to, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the border of his city of refuge and kills him, the avenger will not be guilty of bloodshed, for the one who killed a person was supposed to live in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. Only after the death of the high priest may the one who has killed a person return to the land he possesses. These instructions will be a statutory ordinance for you throughout your generations wherever you live. If anyone kills a person, the murderer is to be put to death based on the word of witnesses. But no one is to be put to death based on the testimony of one witness. You are not to accept a ransom for the life of someone who is guilty of murder. He must be put to death. Neither should you accept a ransom for the person who flees to his city of refuge, allowing him to return and live in the land before the death of the high priest. Do not defile the land where you live, for bloodshed defiles the land. And there can be no atonement for the land because of the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of the person who shed it. Do not make the land unclean, where you live and where I dwell, for I, the Lord, reside among the Israelites. The family heads from the clan of the descendants of Gilead, the son of Machir, son of Manasseh, who were from the clans of the sons of Joseph, approached and addressed Moses and the leaders, who were heads of the Israelite families. They said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land as an inheritance by lot to the Israelites. My Lord was further commanded by the Lord to give our brother Zelophehad's inheritance to his daughters. If they marry any of the men from the other Israelite tribes, their inheritance will be taken away from our father's inheritance and added to that of the tribe into which they marry. Therefore, part of our allotted inheritance would be taken away. When the Jubilee comes for the Israelites, their inheritance will be added to that of the tribe into which they marry, and their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of our ancestral tribe." So Moses commanded the Israelites at the word of the Lord, "What the tribe of Joseph's descendants says is right. This is what the Lord has commanded concerning Zelophehad's daughters. They may marry anyone they like, provided they marry within a clan of their ancestral tribe. No inheritance belonging to the Israelites is to transfer from tribe to tribe, because each of the Israelites is to retain the inheritance of his ancestral tribe. Any daughter who possesses an inheritance from an Israelite tribe must marry someone from the clan of her ancestral tribe, so that each of the Israelites will possess the inheritance of his fathers. No inheritance is to transfer from one tribe to another, because each of the Israelite tribes is to retain its inheritance." The daughters of Zelophehad did as the Lord commanded Moses. Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, married cousins on their father's side. They married men from the clans of the descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained within the tribe of their father's clan. These are the commands and ordinances the Lord commanded the Israelites through Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan, across from Jericho. Psalm 37. Do not be agitated by evildoers. Do not envy those who do wrong, for they wither quickly like grass and wilt like tender green plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is good. Dwell in the land and live securely. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act, making your righteousness shine like the dawn, your justice like the noonday. Be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his way, by the person who carries out evil plans. Refrain from anger and give up your rage. Do not be agitated. It can only bring harm. For evildoers will be destroyed, but those who put their hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while, and the wicked person will be no more. Though you look for him, he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and will enjoy abundant prosperity. The wicked person schemes against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. The Lord laughs at him because he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and strung the bow to bring down the poor and needy and to slaughter those whose way is upright. Their swords will enter their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. The little that the righteous person has is better than the abundance of many wicked people. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord supports the righteous. The Lord watches over the blameless all their days, and their inheritance will last forever. They will not be disgraced in times of adversity. They will be satisfied in days of hunger. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies, like the glory of the pastures, will fade away. They will fade away like smoke. The wicked person borrows and does not repay, but the righteous one is gracious and giving. Those who are blessed by the Lord will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be destroyed. A person's steps are established by the Lord, and he takes pleasure in his way. Though he falls, he will not be overwhelmed, because the Lord supports him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous abandoned or his children begging for bread. He is always generous, always lending, and his children are a blessing. Turn away from evil. Do what is good, and settle permanently. For the Lord loves justice and will not abandon his faithful ones. They are kept safe forever, but the children of the wicked will be destroyed. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it permanently. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom. His tongue speaks what is just. The instruction of his God is in his heart. His steps do not falter. The wicked one lies in wait for the righteous and intends to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in the power of the wicked one, or allow him to be condemned when he is judged. Wait for the Lord, and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will watch when the wicked are destroyed. I have seen a wicked, violent person, well-rooted, like a flourishing native tree. Then I passed by and noticed he was gone. I searched for him, but he could not be found. Watch the blameless and observe the upright, for the person of peace will have a future. But transgressors will all be eliminated. The future of the wicked will be destroyed. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord, their refuge in a time of distress. The Lord helps and delivers them. He will deliver them from the wicked and will save them, because they take refuge in him. Oh, that is one of my favorite psalms. So good. Hey, next up on Commuter Bible, we'll be reading from the book of Galatians. We'll cover that letter in just 2 episodes, after which we'll be in the book of Deuteronomy, which is an amazing and fruitful book. You don't want to miss any of it. If you haven't subscribed to Commuter Bible yet, you should. It'll come straight to your phone, tablet, or computer, and you won't have to look it up every time you want to listen to it. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.